Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at Relevant Radio. Again, I am Father Getchell. I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors St. Justin. He was a martyr in the second century. He is the patron saint of philosophers and apologists. So we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather together for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. Looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who through the folly of the cross wondrously taught St. Justin the Martyr the surpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ, grant us, through his intercession, that having rejected deception and error, we may become steadfast in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus. Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock, of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward perverting the truth to draw the disciples away from them. So be vigilant and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated. I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions. In every way, I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. They were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him. For they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Then they escorted him to the ship. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth.
Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth.
Show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part. For your temple in Jerusalem, let the kings bring you gifts. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Chant praise to the Lord who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Over Israel is his majesty. His power is in the skies. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the Son of Destruction, in order that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this to the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The two readings today very much complement each other, because it's really the same theme. Paul, we're told, is speaking to the church at Ephesus, and he is about to leave them, and he's praying for them. He's praying for the elders that after he leaves, gets on the ship, he knows that what he has done for 3 years, day in and day out, is going to be left in good hands. And at the very end, we're told that the people kiss Paul, and they're very sad that he has said to them, I'm never going to see you again. You're never going to see my face again. They had to be devastated. We come to the gospel today. We have celebrated the Feast of the Ascension. We're about to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. And these are really the last words of Jesus. And in some way, I feel very fortunate that we have his words, because it's a private prayer. He's praying to the Father, and he's praying for his disciples. He's nurtured them in his public ministry for 3 years. And now he's leaving, just like Paul was leaving Ephesus. He's returning to the Father. But you have to believe that once he returns to the Father, that gift of the Holy Spirit, that advocate, is going to be with them to sustain them. And that advocate that was promised to the disciples is promised to us as well. We've got the advocate, just like they did. And that advocate is there enlivening us. It helps us to evangelize in the name of Jesus. Without that Holy Spirit, we could do absolutely nothing. It's there to sustain us. It's there to give us hope and not to let us feel helpless in any way. In just a moment of quiet prayer, we bow our heads in thankful praise for the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth, that Holy Spirit that is very much with us and will be with us always to sustain us. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs, the prayers, the petitions we bring, for the intentions of our Holy Father, and that he will be given much strength to lead the church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that like St. Justin, we may courageously defend Christianity against attacks and misunderstandings, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our nation's leaders, that will strive to secure our freedoms, especially the right to life and religious liberty, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the virtues of humility and holy purity to strengthen marriage and family life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Tom and Ann Vorpel, on their wedding anniversary, for whom this Mass is being offered, that they may be graced with continued blessings, health, and happiness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant us, we pray, O Lord, that we may celebrate worthily these mysteries which St. Justin strenuously defended, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For the blood of your blessed martyr, Justin, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly here on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." the mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Justin, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, that all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us share with one another a sign of peace. Peace be with you. Thank you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Thank you. stand now to conclude our prayer. Refreshed by heavenly food, we humbly implore you, O Lord, that attentive to the teaching of St. Justin the Martyr, we may abide at all times in thanksgiving for the gifts that we have received through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May our loving God bless each of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, John Cale Clark. Join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the
power of God,
cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end corona contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
And on this Wednesday, the Litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Mary.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin.
Pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God.
Pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ.
Pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family.
Pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just.
Pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave.
Pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal.
Pray for us.
Pattern of patience.
Pray for us.
Lover of poverty.
Pray for us.
Model of workers.
Pray for us.
Example to parents.
Pray for us.
Guardian of angels.
Pray for us.
Pillar of family life.
Pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled.
Pray for us.
Hope of the sick.
Pray for us.
Patron of the dying.
Pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits.
Pray for us.
Head of Relevant Radio.
Pray for us.
Protector of the church.
Pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer.
Pray for us.
Servant of Christ.
Pray for us.
Minister of salvation.
Pray for us.
Support in difficulty.
Pray for us.
Patron of refugees.
Pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted.
Pray for us.
Patron of the poor.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Graciously hear us, O Jesus.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, O Jesus.
God made him master of his household. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
A little less than a year ago, I was listening to you on the radio.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I was Protestant Lutheran, and you were one of the people that helped me on my journey to becoming Catholic. Last week, I did my first confession. My teacher said when I came out, he said I was glowing, so I don't know what happened there, but it was great.
I believe it.
I wanted to say thank you for helping me along the journey.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
I guess I'll make my way to confession then.
Amen, brother. That's where it's at, man.
8 a.m. Central
on Relevant Radio.
The Patrick Madrid Show.
The Daily Wire has got an interesting article about how five biological males won 2021 women-only contest. So, for example, Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services Rachel Levine, a biological man, was named Woman of the Year by USA Today. Yay! Golden Globes, Best Actress, was won by a dude, Michaela J. Rodriguez, with the distinction of Best Actress in a Television Drama. The only problem is that Rodriguez is a man. Yay! New Zealand, Sportswoman of the Year, won by Laurel Hubbard. The first male-to-female transgender individual to compete in a women's Olympic event was named Sportswoman of the Year. Yay! Jeopardy! Winningest female ever! Oh, wait a minute, no. It's another man. Yay! Nevada's Miss USA? You guessed it.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show.
Yay!
8 a.m. Central.
On Relevant Radio.
We try to explain the faith in a really conversational tone so that you can in turn explain it to others. That's the idea.
Cale Clark.
And we really do count on our listeners here at Relevant Radio to spread the word about what we do. So please share about these programs, whether it's the Faith Explained program, the Cale Clark Show, or any of the other great shows that we have on our network. It's great to share them on social media and conversation with friends.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
That's how the word spreads.
Relevant Radio.